I'll keep it brief. I'm glad to definitely be representing Vanderbilt University, Commodore football. Excited. It's that time of year. SEC Media Day is the kickoff to the college football season for us as we know it. And as I look at this team and where we're at, I believe the expectation is much higher than it was a year ago. We've moved in a different direction. As you look at our football team now, it's much older, a football team with leaders, with depth. We have 42 returning juniors and seniors on the squad and some sophomores and redshirt freshmen who fully understand exactly what we're doing in this program. It's been great under the leadership of Andy Ludwig offensively to hone in on our skills, our depth, where we're at, where we need to get better. But Andy gets a full complement of players coming back, and the strength of Ralph Webb is obviously evident. But I think the greater part of who we are and what we're doing now looks more like the collective group than what it is. We have seven tight ends now who are healthy, ready to go. We have seven running backs, okay, who are healthy. And a couple of those guys are flex combo guys in terms of playing fullback and tailback, which is outstanding for us. That's Andy being able to be Andy and utilize what we have in the toolbox, so to speak. Jeff Jennick has brought a different culture to who we are on West End. Previously, Jeff was at Northwestern, Wisconsin, Cal. Jeff is a seasoned vet. He's been a head coach. But going against him at Cal and him developing guys like DeSean Jackson in the return game and others, and coaching running backs at Cal and some of the guys that he had that have had a chance to go on, coaching running backs at Wisconsin, that's important. So whether you're talking special teams, offense, I believe, man, culturally, we are much better, in a much better space, place, and we have a chance to really show our mettle. Defensively, we're back. We're a group, obviously, with a lot of returning guys, some starters who I think can really start to cement exactly what this culture is on West End of playing great defense. And that's really been the guys. Yeah, I came back to defense. I understand how to call defense, but, players play the game. I've never made a bad call. Guys make it right. And so with that being the case, I truly believe that these guys in their second year and being able to add some versatility to, some of our defensive scheme structure is going to, benefit our football team. But with that being the case, we look to play great football. RTI, relentless, tough, and intelligent. That's who we are. That's what we stand on. And with that, I'll turn it over.
Questions for Coach? Left side, third row.
Coach, Ralph Webb seemed very confident about how your team will perform week one against South Carolina. Just what's your confidence level on this team going up against a tough SEC?
Extremely high. These guys, James Dobson, my director of strength and conditioning, has spent the last 6 months grinding, pulling, really, kneading. I mean, just taking his hands and kneading, okay, this concept of team first attitude in this group. Okay, we have to play for one another. There are no stars on this team. When you look at it, we're a group of guys who are smart football or smart guys on West End who look to play better football. Ralph fully understands what we've done, okay, and what the days look like, and what I've told this group: win days, and days become cumulative. If we can win days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it leads to us having an opportunity to win Saturdays. Okay, we've competed, but we haven't won enough. Okay, winning is at the foremost of what we want to do on West End. So with that, let's move from the idea of we're smart kids on West End. We're good football players, and we need to prove that. We need to be that day in and day out. That's the expectation. That's what you'll see.
Right side, third row.
Derek, I wanted to ask you about Josh Smith. Can he be the missing piece of that linebacker core? He got a ton of experience, but can he kind of fill out that pass rushing role? And is that group now resembling those units you had in your last couple years at Stanford?
when I talk about Josh, extremely excited about his growth and what he did. A year ago, he thought he was ready to play in the SEC, like all freshmen. They all think they're ready. You put them out there, and they see the speed of the game, and it's like Neo in the Matrix. You know, they're taking punches from Mr. Anderson and trying to figure it all out. I think what he gathered by the time it was all said and done was that he could play. The speed of the game slowed down, okay? And what I've seen in the offseason is his true abilities. He's reshaped his body, less body fat, okay? He's mentally, okay, focused about, you know, his job. He's mad because he's not the starting guy, okay? And that's just depth and iron sharpening iron. What it's done for the collective group is as these guys see themselves, they know and understand that you're only you know, one false play man away from somebody taking your job. That's the strength of having some numbers and being more competitive, you know, inside, which makes you more competitive on the outside. So I'm fully ecstatic, you know, where these guys have come from. They know and understand, again, what the expectation is. And it's a daily process, you know, for these guys. So I like what this linebacking core is shaping up to be. They want it, but there's a big difference between wanting it and getting it. And right now we got to get it.
Also on the right side, third row.
Where do you think Ralph Webb stands amongst the SEC's running back elite, and why don't you think he necessarily gets some of the recognition that the rest of the guys get?
Well, Ralph is the best running back, you know, at Vanderbilt University right now. You know, he's the best on our roster, and that's all we really care about. You know, here's the thing. If you don't know about Ralph Webb, well, then you haven't watched enough football. He's been able to do it with a makeshift offensive line. He's been able to do it with, you know, guys who you know, have had to fill roles, be young, grow up extremely fast, and he's never said boo. So I think it speaks more to his leadership.